Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude some teaching I've been doing on the spiritual discipline of fasting. And we were looking at the purposes of fasting, and one of those being to perfect prayer and to penetrate problems and to seek the Lord's will. And I was giving some examples from Scripture as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a conclusion. And one we see in the New Testament, here we see various church leaders, they were fasting for guidance. And we find this in Acts the 13th chapter, verses 1 all the way down to 4, but it says in verse 2, I'll just read that, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And so they were really seeking God about what He would have for them, and the Holy Ghost spoke probably by prophecy to indicate what His choice was. Then there is another example in the early church. Paul and Barnabas, before selecting elders to rule a local church, in Acts the 14th chapter, verse 23, it says, and when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. So there's two kinds of fasting, if you will. There's private fasting, which Jesus encouraged in Matthew, the 6th chapter, in the Sermon on the Mount. But He, of course, denounced that kind of private fasting for the purposes of public display, like the hypocrites, the Pharisees would do. And then, of course, there also is a time of public fasting, and we see that recorded in Joel, the 2nd chapter, verses 12 through 18, and there the word tells us, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all of your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. In verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children. And verse 17, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Verse 18, then will the Lord be zealous for His land and pity His people. 19, yea, the Lord will answer and say unto His people, behold, I send you corn and wine. And in the conclusion of that verse, I will no more make you reproach among the heathen. So we see there is a time of public fasting where God's people come together in unity. Now, as far as the duration of the fast, it depends on the type of fast undertaken. But in the Bible, we read of those who fasted one day, 3 days, 7 days, 14, 21, and 40 days. God may lead some of you to fast one meal, and others maybe go on a week's fast. The point is, beloved, and hear me, it's not the longevity of the fast. That does not determine its success or spirituality. We have to be sensitive to God's leading and act accordingly. And now, in conclusion, let's look at God's promises regarding fasting. And to do so, we turn to the 58th chapter of Isaiah, verses 6 through 11. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens? Some of you burdened heavily? To let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring thy poor that are cast out into thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? And of course, this goes simply way beyond just food abstinence, as I've been sharing all the way through this teaching. Whatever God speaks to your heart, it doesn't have to be food, but whatever is pleasurable, that is a form of self-denial. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. There's a lot of promises in here, beloved. There are at least 9 blessings that God desires to award the humble but fervent seeker. These are the blessings that you can hope to experience, beloved. In verse 8, what does it say? There's new light and new inspiration. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. And then health. That's another benefit also. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. And then increased testimony. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Thy righteousness shall go before thee. That's verse 8. And in verse 10, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness as the noonday. There's special divine protection, as I've shared in verse 8. Quicker answers to prayer in verse 9. Thou shalt call. Remember what I said? It intensifies prayer. It shows your determination, your perseverance. Then shalt thou cry, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. Continual divine guidance. Verse 11. The Lord shall guide thee continually. Continual satisfaction in drought or in need. And then, of course, your life will bubble up like a garden, and you will be as a watered garden producing much fruit. That's verse 11. Praise God. Well, that there's so much that God has for us if we're willing to take those steps of obedience, not just in the area of fasting, of course, in every area, in terms of prayer. God may be, in fact, some of you, God's been ministering and speaking to your heart about prayer, and you've not been faithful to do it yet. So the Lord just wants to remind you that he wants you to be consistent, be deliberate, be obedient in what he is asking you to do. And of course, we have to understand we're in spiritual warfare. The devil will bring up all sorts of things to prevent you from being committed. But beloved, if you set your heart and your will to fast or to pray or to do a certain things in terms of financial giving, the devil may certainly try to discourage you. He doesn't want you to draw closer to the Lord. He doesn't want to see your prayers answered. He doesn't want to see you enter into a new place of victory and liberty. But as you persevere and say, with the Lord's help, and the Lord will help you. Beloved, I do not have strong willpower. I have never been successful on a diet. But when I fast, it is always as unto the Lord. I am fasting for the UCM partners for specific needs, not my own, very rarely my own needs. And beloved, he gives me an anointing to fast that is a work of grace. I know when I was married, Brother Glass was alive, I would fix meals for him, but I would continue to fast. And the Lord he can help you in ways that are just absolutely amazing. Now, In the moments that remain, let me give you some just practical advice. I know people have written, I'm going to go on a 40-day fast. Well, I suggest, have you gone, on a day fast? Let's start small. Start small and expect, as you're successful in those first steps, then the Lord can help you to increase if that's what He desires. And also don't demand a particular length of time. Well, I'm going to fast for 21 days. Well, no, in fact, once I started on a relatively short fast, and I ended up going 40 days. That was not my intention, but it was God's enabling. And there was that was before we went to Europe. There was a real significant need for that. Now you can, if you are water fasting or even juice fasting, or somehow changing your normal diet, there can be physical symptoms which aren't serious. Sometimes headaches, nausea, weakness, dizziness, miscellaneous pains. But just bear with that. And again, be gentle with yourself. And as you persevere, God will help you to get through that. Those are all signs of toxins leaving your body. And then also there should be spiritual considerations. You need to avail yourself of all the spiritual avenues for growth, for prayer, reading the word, meditation, fellowship of the saints, and prayer and worship. And also, one of the things I recommend is don't do it when there are a lot of heavy responsibilities on you. It's ideal to just pray and rest and seek the Lord. When you've got a busy lifestyle, that's when, when I came full-time into ministry after marriage to Brother Glass, I found that juice fasting was much more enabling me to carry on my responsibilities rather than water fasting. And again, begin gradually. Finally, remember that the secret of success in any spiritual undertaking, that includes fasting, is a twofold action of God's grace and your attitude of your heart, of your determination that this is something you really want to do for the Lord. Well, beloved, I've shared a lot of information, but I pray, if you stayed with me, that you have a little more insight and understanding on the subject of fasting. It can be a joyful experience. I know some of my most wonderful times in the Lord have been during fasting, or actually, be honest, after a period of fasting. That's when it seems like all heaven breaks loose. Praise God. So, beloved, if you need help, hey, I'll join you in prayer for fasting. And this is something I do regularly for God's people. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.